the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
We learned on yesterday's programme that the FAI has come to a decision which has not been yet officially confirmed or announced, but is almost certain to be announced on Thursday, that instead of playing the second of the two games against Israel in the European Nations League in the Aviva Stadium in Dublin on the 4th of October, the game will be played somewhere in continental Europe at a neutral venue. So does that diffuse the situation that we won't have Israel playing in Dublin, that we won't have the Israeli flag flying over Lansdowne Road, we won't hear the Israeli anthem? It seems for some people that that's still not enough. One of the political parties alongside Sinn Féin and the Social Democrats, which wants both games with Israel to be cancelled, is the Labour Party. Duncan Smith, as a TD and the Foreign Affairs spokesman for the Labour Party, why do you want the game to be cancelled?
Because, Matt, we want to put as much pressure as possible upon Israel to show that their actions in Gaza, in the West Bank, in Lebanon and beyond are intolerable to the international community. We have very limited levers to pull to demonstrate to Israel that their behaviour is utterly unacceptable. And that's putting it in the most polite terms. It is absolutely reprehensible. And we need to invoke boycotts and sanctions where we can. We saw one already where Ireland boycotted the Eurovision. And now with this draw in the Nations League, we have an opportunity to show yet again, and this has majority backing of Irish football fans and the Irish public, that, you know, we do not accept Israel into the same tournaments as us, the UEFA tournaments. They shouldn't be taking part whilst they're committing genocide, while they're expanding illegal settlements in the West Bank, and while they continue to push up and carry out ethnic cleansing in Lebanon, that they need to be turfed out, and that we need to make a stand on it. So, you know, the FAI's kind of workaround or whatever in terms of a neutral venue, it's answering a question that people weren't asking. It's not about not having the Israelis on Irish soil. It's about not having the match at all and hammering a message home that Israel should not be accepted into, you know, proper sporting tournaments, cultural events, and the international community whilst they're carrying out such heinous crimes.
Do you think UEFA, the organisers of the tournament, will care anything about what Ireland does, that it will have any impact, this gesture?
At the moment, I don't think so. But I think, you know, every journey begins with small steps. If we look at what's happening tomorrow in the Dáil, in terms of the Occupied Territories Bill, we know that other states in Europe will be bringing forward similar pieces of legislation. Now, we're not happy with that legislation. That doesn't include services. But if we just set that aside for a moment, we'll are going to have legislation from the Dutch and from the Belgians, who are going to be bringing forward legislation next couple of weeks as well. That'll be three states in this overall area sanctioning Israel at least some small level. That would have been unthinkable maybe a year ago, certainly seven, 8 years ago when Frances Black started her bill. So Ireland is slowly building up alliances of support to hold Israel to account. And we can do this. We did it in the Eurovision as well. Other nations didn't take part in Eurovision as part of a cultural boycott. We can do it in football. Now, football is the global
game. But Duncan,
it's the
Eurovision still went ahead. And the vast majority of countries still got involved. And there doesn't seem to be any question of Israel being thrown out next year. So Ireland stays out. But what does it actually change in relation to Israel's participation in events? And do you think, does Israel give a damn about what Ireland does in relation to Eurovision or football, that it's in any way going to change its behaviour?
I think Israel does give a damn what Ireland and others in Europe think. We know that from their rhetorical reactions to Ireland's stances across a various number of things, both political, sporting and cultural. So they do give a damn. Whether it changes their behaviour, it hasn't to this point. But that doesn't mean we stop, we roll over and just accept what is utterly reprehensible behaviour. It is utterly beyond. International relations is riven with states acting imperfectly and poorly in a whole host of areas. But Israel take this to a whole new level, and they try to present themselves as a Western state that is, you know, a mature, modern, progressive state. And there's none of those things. It is carrying out genocide. It is carrying out ethnic cleansing. It is illegally expanding its occupation of the West Bank. You know, we are limited in terms of what we can do to express our dissatisfaction and to sanction for a whole host of reasons. But it is clear that nobody has a handle on Israel at the moment. But that doesn't mean we stop campaigning and we just accept what is happening. We need to demonstrate in whatever way we can. And what I've been struck by, Matt, is that there's huge support for this amongst ordinary football fans, amongst the ordinary Irish people. I mean, they've had enough of Israel's actions, and they are willing to, there could be a cost to this in terms of our football team, and people understand that. Now, that's probably overblown a bit, but, you know, we have to make a stand. And it is interesting that you have people like Brian Clare, you have a number of senior football people, both at League of Ireland and at international level, women's football, who are all saying the same thing. Irish football supporters as well, a majority of whom back this. And they do so with their eyes wide open, knowing that there could be consequences, but this is bigger than football. Some things are bigger than football. And what's happening, what Israel is doing to the world at the moment, particularly what it's doing to Gazans, to people in Lebanon and the West Bank, needs a reaction. And, you know, we, as I said at the start, we have limited levers we can pull.
Okay.
But anything we can do, we should be trying.
Okay. Alison Common, Fianna Fáil Senator, why are the government parties imposing a whip to oppose the motion from the opposition TDs? Why is it that the government seems happy to go along with the idea of this game being played at a neutral venue, given all the things that have just been outlined to us by Duncan Smith?
Thanks very much, Matt. And I'd just like to, from the outset, thank Deputy Smith for acknowledging that the Irish government has led the way in Europe in holding Israel to account, and we will continue to do so. And this is nothing to do with defending what is happening in Gaza. Anybody who's looking at the suffering, the loss of life, the catastrophe, will utterly condemn that. But it's the question of whether the Irish government, whether governments in general should intervene to prevent international sporting fixtures from taking place. And my view is it should not. We don't organise these sporting fixtures. We need to be very careful, I think, about intervening with them. These are independent sporting bodies. FAI have to make their own decisions. They're, again, governed by UEFA. So whether we start intervening now could be really, really a dangerous territory. And you said so yourself. Do Israel even care? Would they care if there was a ban on this? I don't think so. And who's going to lose out? The athletes are going to lose out. It's our athletes, our players who have trained for years. It's their huge opportunity to shine on the international stage. So to punish the players or the coaches and indeed the supporters, the fans themselves are going to lose out. Maybe even funding or placements in leagues. So really, what effect is it going to have rather than not this huge overarching statement? I heard Deputy Smith saying, that there's more to this than football. But for a lot of people, football is. It's the young boys and girls across Ireland. It's their dream of wearing the green jersey one day, the years of training. So for something like this to come down to whether, what is more important, I think we really have to look at things in context here. The FAI have made quite a considerable offer to place it in a neutral venue. And I still think that going ahead with the match is possibly the best that we could do at the moment.
And would you be happy for, even in a neutral venue, for the Irish flag to fly alongside the Israeli flag, for the anthems to be played, for the Irish team to shake hands with the Israeli team?
It's not a question of whether I'm happy to do that. It's a question of, well, this is a sporting venue. This is a major sporting event, which is governed by independent sporting bodies. If governments start intervening, if we begin cancelling sporting events because of conflicts, I have to ask where the line is going to be drawn.
We've cancelled Russia. Russia was thrown out of competition by UEFA because of its invasion of Ukraine. That's why Russia didn't get an opportunity to qualify for the World Cup or for the next European Championships.
And that's been a unilateral decision. That was completely unanimous. This is now trying to individually target one country against another country. And if we start doing that, if there's a minor skirmish somewhere, are we going to look to that to say, well, we have to stop that? Are we going to look at if Ireland qualified for the World Cup, are we going to say, look at USA's involvement in conflicts around the world? I think we have to be really, really careful. If we start intervening, where do we draw the line?
Well, let me go back to you and that, Duncan Smith. I mean, for example, if Israel's at the next Olympic Games in 2028 and if Irish competitors come up against Israeli competitors, would you expect the Irish athletes to withdraw rather than having a contest against an Israeli athlete? Do you have other countries who you would add to a list? I mean, did you complain last week or protest against the Irish team playing a friendly match with Qatar, against whom there have been very serious allegations made, such as funding Hamas violence against Israel?
Yeah, I didn't watch that match, and I actually personally boycotted the last World Cup match. I didn't see a screen of it because of the human rights abuses in Qatar. Your question in terms of the example in the Olympics, I think, is an interesting one as well. I think the difference with this match is it's a one-on-one. It's flagged well in advance. You don't know in terms of draws, in terms of who, if it's a swimming event, if it's an athletics event at the Olympics, there are differences there. And there's nothing easy here, and it is complex, but Senator Cumann says, where do we draw the line? Well, I go back to what the Fianna Fáil government did to Yugoslavia back in 1999, I think it was, where they did not issue visas, in response to the human rights abuses that were taking place there. You go back further in terms of the rugby, in terms of the state support for the boycott of apartheid South Africa. So there are.
Sorry, Duncan, there's another example coming from listeners. Last week, the Irish cricket team played Afghanistan, and look at the way Afghanistan treats women. I mean, how many other countries should we put on a list of teams against whom we don't play? Alison, you want to come in?
I just want to come in there, yeah, because you mentioned the Yugoslavia ban. That's a travel ban. It's very, very different. This isn't intervening and banning or boycotting a particular match. And if you look at the actions of Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan in the last couple of days, de facto travel bans on two Israeli ministers, Ben-Gvir and Smotrich. So there's points that we'll go to issue travel bans, but that does not mean that we intervene where we don't have any jurisdiction, and that is in sporting events.
It essentially amounted to an intervention, though, back in the day, is the point I'm making. And, it is tricky territory, and Senator Cumann mentioned, what minor skirmishes are we going to make stands on? And you've got run through a list of potential examples there. What we have here, and it's not to exceptionalise things, but this is not a minor skirmish. This is not something that's just happened in the last couple of weeks. This has been going on for 2.5 plus nearly 3 years. Like, this is a massive global event, and is continuing to spill out into other conflicts in terms of Israel.
Absolutely, nobody suggested that. I wasn't mentioning that it was.
No, I know you weren't mentioning. Sorry, yeah. I appreciate, and I know you weren't saying that this was minor. But what I'm saying is that this is exceptional. That what's happening, and no one can deny that what the Israelis have been carrying out is exceptional for how sustained it has been, and for how intense it's been, and for the number of deaths, and for the different spheres in which it's taking place: Gaza, the West Bank, Lebanon. So, there is an exceptional element here, and what I come back to is this has broad support. Okay, and I don't. It's not easy. I don't really want to be blaming the government on everything here, because it's not easy. But we have an opportunity here. The FAI need to stand up. There's serious people in football who love Irish football, who dedicated their lives to Irish football and want Irish football to succeed, who are saying that we shouldn't play this.
Okay. Alison Cumann, last word to you. Do you have balance between the two of you?
Absolutely. And all I say is, look, rather than an outright ban or a boycott, people are, it's their democratic right. Don't buy a ticket. Think of the effect, though, that would have on our Irish players. Nobody's making anybody attend this match, if that's the way you choose to do it. But at the same time, if we start intervening, and I understand the severity of this situation, but if we start intervening, then we're really drawing a dangerous precedent. And where does that stop?
Thank you, Senator Alison Cumann of Fianna Fáil, Duncan Smith, Labour Party TD and spokesman on foreign affairs.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.